everybody. Well, today is our Saturday Creation Lightship healing program, and we go to the Lightship tonight. So you have to be live to actually go to the Lightship. So if you're on an archive right now, still listen to the program, but you're going to know, you're going to want to hear us live to go. So the date today, since you live in time and there's dates and times, is August 6, 2016. And we'll clear this date here. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I also want to release going back in time. Remember we did one yesterday, I believe, where we had the, I guess that would be the start of the IRS. I'm not sure. But when Abraham Lincoln did his wonderful thing to tax people, 3%, that started yesterday, I believe. But today is a much probably Saturday, and it is Saturday. That's interesting, isn't it, Kathy? Mm-hmm. Saturday, today is Saturday. Anyway, 1945 is when the Japanese got bombed with the atomic bomb. So, and it was 8:16 a.m. Interesting. So, anyway, let's clear that away, because that's probably lurking here. Since the aliens use the days themselves and the times and months and years to bring forth energy, so the dark side probably had a great time today, because they could just bring forth that particular time and day and year and month and everything else into our timeline here and get a lot more energy for them to use. So let's release that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. I'm going to do something that I normally don't do. I'm going to release, if you have anybody in your soul family that maybe the spirit could have lived in a body at that time from your soul family, and maybe they didn't get cleaned off enough, and they lived in Japan in Hiroshima, and they brought that radiation into your soul family to contaminate all the spirits there. So I'm going to do a clearing for that right now. So that does exist. I'm not saying that it is 100% that could happen, but it is a possibility, which could bring you cancer in this lifetime. So let's release that energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That seemed pretty active. So, let's see, what do we do next here?
Let me yawn first.
Wow. Okay, let's clear away an incident that you have in your life. Could be anything, pain or emotional trauma or something like that. Think of that one timeline. Here we go. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to energize peace energy into your room. And also when that comes in, a lot of times the aliens leave. So here we go. Peace energy into light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you're on the call today, if you want to send us a testimonial, that would be great. CLSquestions@Yahoo, that would be wonderful. You're probably a little more integrated now. At the end of the call, it was quite nice, actually. I was a little tired, but maybe you're feeling much better. So if you wanted to send something, how you felt, maybe what you experienced briefly, that would be great. And let's gonna go to the light shift tonight, and today is our birthday event. So I'll just bring Kathy on here. So, Kathy, you got the floor. Got the microphone.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healings on Saturday, August 6, 2016, Station 2, with Ron Amatron, our host, and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And as Ron said, today is the Lightship trip to the Creation Lightship with him, and also a birthday party for the August birthdays, which we acknowledge them during the time we're at the Lightship. And I'd like to invite you to participate not only with your comments, if you were participating in the Vortex Removal Healing Conference call today, but also if you have any particular requests for healing areas while we're on the Lightship. And you can still send your comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com or to our fast chat feedback form, which is available through two or three clicks from the BBS radio page and the website, creationlightship.com. And so as Ron said, today we had a very intensive conference call healing. And some of the comments, Ron, that I heard when you were about to take a break were such that people thought it was very strong. They said it was powerful. I heard someone say it was like a gust of fresh air. This was like after the first hour. And a lot of energy was swirling around. And they were happy you did the release of aliens, and that it cleared the air a lot. And in their voices, I could just hear their amazement and their relief. And that is a sign that's a very powerful healing and I think very effective because we were all kind of curious, I think, those who were on it, as to what was going to be, it was going to be like, since this is the first time that Ron's offered this vortex clearing. And it seemed to go really well for everybody. Someone else sent in comments that they really felt droopy all day and kind of down. Then after the first hour, suddenly felt like getting up and going out for a long walk, and they did. So there was a kind of a, I guess, an infusion of energy once that energy-sucking vortex started getting lifted. And during the call, Ron was kind enough to activate several different waters for us to drink and really help to enable the healing and enable the spirit to feel more welcome to come back in. And then Ron also made us back into real humans a few times, which is a, I don't know, it's a really fantastic feeling, no words really to describe, because we didn't know we weren't that way until we do get that way. It's kind of a switch. Yeah, and so, Ron, I'm reading some comments now. Is there anything you'd like to add before I proceed?
Yeah, I'm still feeling a little heavy from that radiation energy from the spirit, so... the call was interesting. This feels like 10 years ago to me right now. I didn't know what would happen. I did see the vortexes attaching to people. That's why I did the call. And that's why I had the people themselves request where they want to have the vortex released from, because you could get into, probably a 50-hour call trying to name different places in the body and joints and body organs. So I just sort of thought, well, wait a minute, I'm just going to have people do their own, because they may be upset because they go, oh, I got on the call because I want to have a vortex taken off of my throat, and Ron never mentioned my throat, or whatever, or elbow or something. So anyway, it was a very nice call. The next question everybody asked me is, well, did I get all of them off, or are they all off, or how far did we get with this? At this moment, I have no clue. Do we need to do another call like this? I have no clue either. We'll see how you people feel. If you think it renders another call, I just don't know at this moment as I'm talking. So we'll just see what everybody thinks. But yeah. And will they come back again? Well, the aliens are not here as strong as what they were a few years ago. And so they're still here naturally. But, you know, maybe we knocked about 80% of them out of here. Let's just say that. So, you know, as you start doing more and more clearings, you may have a lot better results with your clearings because they're maybe not going to want to pick on you as much, and they'll look for other victims. So that could be a possibility. Remember, there's people not doing clearings. Are they going to, you know, we'll just say there's 3% humans here, so right away that makes kind of everybody who's human a target by the aliens because they may not be working with the clones. I don't know. Maybe they have another agenda for clones. And maybe they might say, yeah, we're getting more energy off the clones, leave the humans alone. So I just don't know what to say. But the ones that are human and not doing clearings, they're going to be definitely a target. Because as you start clearing yourself out of these energies, remember, they get you on timelines. So if you're not on very many timelines and you do your whole lifetime clearings and other clearings to get off those timelines, then you can have a better life, and they may say, well, this one here is a lost cause to us. We'll look for somebody else. So that's the way I see it. Anyway, we'll see if we have any other comments. But, yeah, if you want to send in a testimonial, like I mentioned, that'd be great. Just maybe other people might be curious of what happened on the call if they weren't on it. For myself, I just went by pretty quickly. I know I went half an hour over. So we had a three-and-a-half-hour call, basically. So, back to you, Kathy.
3.5 hours. And if you were absentee for part of that, Ron assures us that, or if you fell asleep, Ron assures us that once you're connected to the light ship, that's not really an issue. It is good to be awake and participating if you want to choose a particular body area, yes, but it doesn't really, not really going to matter if you fell asleep. And, okay, Ron, so here's some of the comments that people are sending in now. And thank you, everyone. One here says that the vortex removed from temples was very powerful. It feels like they have been drilling into our brains and possibly giving some people headaches. Here's another one. The energy at the call, during the call, was very strong today. I feel many things got released. I fell asleep towards the end. I felt great. Okay, and here's a few that also I just got in the emails here. I'm feeling incredible and a great sense of peace. I have color in my cheeks now, and I feel like I'm not being watched. Next one. It feels like there is an emotional vortex that replaced my emotional body, and the beginning small cone part is used as a mental block tuning fork for the vortex. Did you catch that, Ron? Did you hear me? Tuning fork.
What I heard, or what I thought I heard, was that
the tip of the cone.
Yeah, the cone was like the spearhead was coming in with the energy. But what I was picking up is maybe that vortex was overriding the emotional body, and the vortex was downloading emotions, you know, kind of like the marionette with the puppet. And so the person's emotional body probably was not really being used that much, but this other vortex energy may have superseded that.
Well, it's amazing to me that people who were, you know, think that they were mentally blocked or emotionally blocked still were able to pick this kind of thing up. This is really great. I think it's a really great description, you know. The emotional vortex replaced my emotional body, and the beginning small cone part is used as a mental block tuning fork for the vortex. Wow, that's very controlling.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing to get off of us. Okay, here we go. Another one. Oh, a little bird flew in just as the call started and wanted to join. Now all the pets are calm. As the call started, I felt like something was gently rattling in my brain and a buzz in my neck. And then I felt a very strong burning feeling in my throat. Feeling a bit of the rattling in my head and buzzing in the neck still. Right now, I'm feeling it in my temples off and on. Interesting how many people mention their temples. Okay, so next one. When it first started, I saw light beam worker man with a hard hat with a power blade breaking through the winds of the tornado like vortexes. It was very strong. My head was spinning. She felt a tickling in her nose and the back of her neck was burning, like a burning feeling. Yeah, I felt that too. I thought it was like I was near a stove, but I was in air conditioning. So here we go, another one. Thank you so much for this. Amazing healing clearings. I feel like a load of heaviness was lifted off me. I see clearer, no fog. I can breathe much easier. And I'm feeling much, much better overall. Another question. Can you explain a little of what is happening with us now that these vortexes are gone and we are feeling so relaxed? So this person wrote this question during the time of the conference call, Ron, and so there has been some explanation already. But, yeah, I think everyone kind of wonders these things when they start to feel so much stuff coming off.
Yeah, it's like you don't know what you don't know, then you try to figure it out, or, you know, like, you know, you have no place to put this stuff. I don't even have a box to put it in, you know. I clear it away, and, you know, it's nice that it's gone. Remember, you're not really... You don't know how intelligent these aliens are that are harming you, and how you know, deceptive they are, and how stealth they are. So once the stuff is off of you, and you feel it leave, or if you maybe don't even feel it leave, but you feel better, you know that yeah, something happened. So it's really hard to say, you know, why it's there, how it got put on. I purposely started with the head on the call, because I wanted to close down and get rid of stuff out of your crown chakras. That's what we started with first, and kind of related things. And so that's where everything starts in your head. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, what is, you know, how it happened, what's going on, or anything else. Just that these things were sucking energy out of you. That's all I can say. And also, it's a two-way street. But, you know, we got rid of stuff they're putting into you. So the bottom line is they want to steal your spirit, your soul, and your body, and they do so by your thoughts and by whatever they want to do. Remember, when you think, that thought's being stored in your body somewhere, one of your cells, so they can attach to that cell and put a vortex there. So if you're dealing with an issue, this is why we say you want to clean out your invisible body. So if you're dealing with fear a lot, you probably have a lot of fear vortexes coming into you. They have to take the energy away from you somehow, and that's what they use. It could be something else, maybe not quite as, you know, using a different word possibly. Might be not as heavy. Could even be heavier. I don't know, but vortexes are just one way to look at it, and hopefully there's nothing else that is like a vortex, but regardless, we did the call to get rid of these things that I saw was attached to people. So you may have a good night's sleep tonight. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, and it sounds like some people already had a good nap. from what I'm reading here. Okay, so, yeah, there were quite a few testimonies coming in now, Ron. Some were written during the call saying that this is just so amazing, no words can express. I'm feeling so good and so light and so cleansed. This was very powerful energy. The next one, I felt strongly when I made a choice of an issue that was affecting me. I'm not sure which issue it was, as there were quite a few, the body part of our choice. I can see how this was instead of another, I can see how you had this vortex conference call instead of another heart knots call, because it went deeper. So,
yep, that's right.
Yeah. Then she goes on to write her testimonial of the vortex conference call regarding the date of 1861 and another of choice. She says that especially the vortex to the date of the first year taxation started, but I really felt it when I had today's date in addition, because it is the anniversary in 1945 of the Hiroshima atomic bomb that was dropped and was so strong. And she wrote that right before the program started, so she was really on it there, feeling that energy, because I'm reading here on that link someone sent you that approximately 80,000 people were killed right there in that one blast, and another 35,000 are injured, and another 60,000 then later would be dead. Oh, gosh, it's just huge amounts of numbers all in one instant. So it's amazing how we feel these energies, and it's worth looking into so we can get them cleared, timeline crashed, or taken off in other ways that Ron offers on his online clearings. This is something we discuss all the time. Okay, so thank you for that submission and for sharing some things that are really important that others can benefit from. Here's another one. My testimony for today's vortex call. I felt intense cleansing energy, like being in a light shower, diffused all over my body. It was like my cells were scintillating and saying thank you. Very cathartic. When I directed the energy to a specific body part, there was a twitching and gentle contorting there, and sometimes a moving from side to side spontaneously. A gentle moaning and groaning and further twitching in my body continued for some time after the call. My question is, does this mean we have more protection now from the alien abduction programs? Are abductions becoming less frequent?
Yeah, in a sense, I would say, well, each time you do clearings, that's going to be happening. Getting on these special calls where we actually focus on something very deep inside of you like this, it also reinforces your clearings that you've had. So I would say that would be correct, that you could have less of a tendency to have the aliens interfere with you, like I said earlier. Yes, that could be a possibility. So, but remember, you want to become peaceful. That's the whole thing. So as they see you in more peace, as you do more clearings and you're more peaceful, then they're really not going to want you. They'll find somebody else to pick on. If they don't get any horsepower from you, any of your life force energy when you're peaceful, because you're not emitting things out of your body, out of yourself. So you're just self-contained. But when you're self-contained, then they really have no reason to even watch you, to look at you. They look for people who's, jumping up and down and yelling, screaming, or, being very joyous and happy. All these things are what they want. They want to get those emotional energies. And, That's the bottom line. That's what they deal with, is that. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and he has another part of his question. He was saying, is the objection that's getting less frequent as a result of alien defense force, you know, the soldiers,
the time-traveling
soldiers?
That's correct. If they weren't here now, this planet would probably no longer exist. So remember, that was really intense stuff happening. I started enlisting people back around the time the movie Battle L.A. came out. So, oddly enough, that's one of the movies, but, you know, they always show things happening, even though that could have taken, maybe a year or two to make. I have no clue on the time on it, but that's when we started enlisting people. And so you can thank the people that are enlisted right now helping out, and they're the ones that are freeing the planet from the aliens. So, back to you.
He says, it was great to be made real. Several times you did this. Is that because we slipped out of it?
In a sense, I was putting more of your energy back into you. Remember, when you do a clearing, and this is the reason why you do the Earth transport clearing. So each time you do a clearing, you're bringing back more wholeness to your physical body and your spirit. And then when you put that energy of what you just cleared into that clearing, then whatever you have cleared in your past and what you have just cleared moves there. So you start, in a sense, recreating yourself with wholeness. So let's just say that a person just found out about the New Earth Transport Clearing, and they've been doing clearings for 5 years, okay? So what, and they do just one of those clearings. They do like an emotional clearing. Well, all of a sudden, what you have gained from all of your last 5 years of clearings, which made you whole, now got put into that safe space. So if for some reason the aliens were to do something, let's just say that hypothetically they decided to have World War III instantly and the place blew up for some reason, okay? Now you're covered, okay? So each time you do a clearing, you're just bringing more of yourself into that. And maybe it might take a week for you to integrate that clearing in your body. But your body is whole and complete once you put it over there. So it's just a way that you can regain yourself in a safe space. So each time you put it in there, whatever you had cleared in the past goes with you. You don't know what one clearing is going to do for you. If you do one clearing, it can go back, you know, maybe at the age of two forward. And so you're automatically covered by just doing one clearing. You don't need to go back and, I did a clearing, 2 years ago. I don't know what to put in there because I forgot what I cleared. No, you don't have to go back. When you do a clearing and you put it in there, you're updated instantly. The only reason why I put the Earth Transport Clearing up is because I realized that if you didn't have a place to store who you are and the dark side were to do something and abduct you, you'd have no recall, and the light wouldn't know that you're here, and they'd just take everything with them. So that's why we have that clearing, so that you have it stored, we'll say, that allows you to be manifested over again. That's, I guess, the easiest way to have that. So everything that you've done in the past is automatically transferred once you do a clearing, because you have more of yourself with you. You know that because you've been doing clearings. The reason why you do clearings is because you feel better. Why you feel better? Because you have more of your spirit with you and more of your body parts. That's the bottom line. So when you do a clearing and you put it in there, whatever you have done in the past goes there also, and you get updated.
So that's why you want to update your clearing. Now, what happens is, let's just say that you have a really bad situation going on. Maybe you hypothetically will say you have a broken arm or something, and you want to do a clearing on that. So then you can put it in there and then put down, you know, your pain clearing, you have a broken arm. Well, right away, that broken arm part is noted that you have a broken arm and that you're working on it. And energetically, it's probably fixed. It'll take time for your body to catch up to that. So right away, those energies are noted. And that's why you want to put in your incidences that you have. That's major things. And a lot of people, do that clearing instantly after they get done with it. They just copy and paste what they have in there. Or you could wait, a week or two and do it. It's up to you. So if you've been doing clearings for a long time, and you just do it one time, well, you're up to date instantly. So, people might wait a week or two to do it. But it's up to you. Whatever is convenient, and it doesn't take long to do it anyway. So, but it's just to keep you current so that you're stored in wholeness. That's what it is. So do you have any questions about that?
Yeah, we did get questions about it. I think you just helped settle a lot of apprehension that was coming through from some of the listeners over the last few days. And it's very reassuring to hear that everything we've done, as long as we've been doing, the New Earth Transport, is fine. It's okay. Our integrated spirit goes with us to the New Earth Transport 2, even if we haven't uploaded it there into it for a couple of weeks or more. It just, everything goes from the one point to the current point, the beginning to the current. And so, as you said, we do not need to catch up on the Earth, New Earth Transport, as far as what we did in the past, incidents and things like that, just to keep moving forward with it and start putting in your incidents in it. And yesterday, Anne gave a good tip that she and some other listeners contributed, which was to copy and paste your incident that you've typed in the incident box, copy and paste it from one healing to another that it might have affected, like the mental healing, if you thought about it, the emotional, the feeling healing, the empathic, the dark side practitioner, any of those that you frequently clear yourself on anyway. You can clear yourself with the incident in the incident box, and then also add that at that time to the New Earth Transport, so that that incident will no longer exist at that particular incident. It will be gone. And that's
what I think I'm hearing you say, maybe a little differently. We'll see. So you deal with an emotional situation. Now, what other body, is or could be affected by your emotional incident, So you may want to look at your unlimited whole lifetime clearings that you have and say, maybe you have six of them. And you go, well, let's see, I have this emotional problem that was given to me by my neighbor. And is that going to affect my feeling body? Well, maybe not. My fear body? Oh, yeah. I'm a, my neighbor saw a snake, and so she called me. Big rattlesnake. And so I'm afraid of rattlesnakes. So now, she just activated my fear body. So, yeah, you want to go in now, do the emotional one, do the fear body unlimited, and whatever else. Pain body? No, probably not. Didn't bite you. What else could be? Trauma body? Maybe you got traumatized now. Maybe you're afraid to walk out on your porch. And so, you may want to do your trauma one for that. So you can work it that way to clean out these bodies, because you don't know which one's going to be like the sponge to suck most of the stuff up. It could go to many bodies. And that's why a lot of people are taking advantage of, doing more than one type of unlimited whole lifetime clearing. Remember, you have to do your whole lifetime first to get rid of all your stuff. And then you do, the second part, which is the unlimited version. You don't do anything with the boxes on the clearing that says specific incident until you do the unlimited one. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and so right now we're talking about how to do the new Earth transfer. We've been talking about it since Wednesday the 3rd, if people want to catch up to that, you know, to that archive. Listen to that archive, and then the one on Monday also, because it's important, and then, you know, once we leave the topic, we might forget. So I'm just mentioning these archives. And also, some of the questions that came up indicate that there was a little confusion. So Ron just mentioned we could clear the Whole Life Unlimited, but now some other questions came in, Ron. If they had specific incidents in Soul Family clearing, other clearings like that, timeline crashes, the self-empowerment, you know, how about the alien attack page? There's 10 options in that. Did they have to mention those particular incidences, or is it just enough to list the name of the clearing?
Mostly just the name of the clearing, unless, you know, you have a situation with that. You know, normally it's a physical situation. So, alien attack page, right? You're on it. You're on it because you woke up last night and you had pain in your right shoulder. You went to sleep, and then when you got up out of bed, you had a bruise there. And you go, wow, what happened here? So then you want to put that incident in there because that's a heavy-duty situation that is physical with you, okay? And the bruise could, maybe it may take a week to go away, so you want to put it in there so that you're noted, because you got to get that part retrieved. So you may want to do that clearing more than one time. So things that are major with you that happen, you want to typically put that issue in. As far as just doing general clearings on the alien attack page, just put in that you're doing alien attack, you know, energies. You're clearing out alien stuff. So hopefully that answered that question. And the other clearings are the same. As far as doing self-empowerment, just doing a self-empowerment clearing. And then when you do that, whatever was collected by getting rid of the negativity from you doing that clearing, your body becomes more whole. That's why you feel better. And then you put that in the Earth transport. You did this clearing. And then you're going to be noted that you did a clearing, and your whole body energy with your spirit is going to come there, and it'll start, we'll say, making a new blueprint for you and or just collecting your body parts because they were contaminated before. If you do like the psychic billboard, and somebody, you know, you're on that because somebody has stolen parts of you. There's a dark side practitioner doing something to you, and you know that. So you put it on the psychic billboard so that they won't bother you, so people will see you without having attacks done to you. Then you may want to also put that in there, but I don't know if that's going to matter because that's more of how people view you, you know, on the psychic attack one or the dark side practitioner. You may want to put that in with what's happening to you so that those parts that's being affected will be noted and returned back to you. So I don't think the psychic billboard is that big of a deal. That's more of something external to you. And we have external and internal. So internal is what you want to definitely make sure you get there. The external stuff is what's happening to you, but did it do a physical effect on you? It could or it could not have. So back to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. I think there was some concern that people were not doing it right, and now Ron has just assured us that from now on, you can also include the incident of the situation that really bothers you into the new Earth transport, as well as clear it on any other emotional, whole life, body, internal clearings that it might be affected. You clear it on the specific incident, then you copy and paste it into the new Earth transport with the name of that whole life clearing that you did from now on, and that will be in storage for us waiting at ascension time, which is the good news. We get to keep our clearings. And nothing going, no need to backtrack. So yep. I think that's pretty clear. Thank you very much, Ron, for explaining that and taking the time to, you know, really set that whole system up of the New Earth Transport. Lots of us understand the value of it, and that's why we really want to use it correctly. Okay,
yeah,
so now
and if that would have been put in place when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, probably not known as much as we know now, but that, if that would have been in place, a lot of you probably wouldn't be here if you had those clearings. That's what happened. They just scooped everybody up. No record of anything. Now you got a record. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I guess it's time to go to the light ship here. And this is our birthday party for everybody. So here we go. There's one gentleman. I don't know if he's on or not, but he's in New York. And hopefully he is. So I won't say his name, but happy birthday. And or maybe New Jersey, I think New York. But anyway, here we go. We go to the light ship, bringing up our animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants. And we're there. Remember, you're out of time. This only works live on the people listening. If you're listening to an archive, you know, no problem. You're still going to have energy come to you, but you probably won't have any healings. Because you're not on the light ship. You may have something, but typically it'll just be peace energy 99% of the time. So here we go. Go into the first room, request your healing, want to say it out loud, and also, you know, command your spirit and your body to accept the healing. So here we go. Going into the room with the deers and elk, so bring those energies in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Going into the hot tub room. And this is where they detox you. We're going to the floating magnet room and pain release room. So here we go. Focus on that energy. See where it is. And just request to have a healing there. So bringing the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request for baby goats and maybe whatever other type of goats you would like. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got the whales, so we could bring in the golden whales for people. And we'll bring in the rainbow-colored whales. It'll be a different room. We'll bring in the white whales and the black whales. And there's one that looks like a zebra. So here we go. We got the whales now coming. Plenty of whales. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll probably go to the food court now so we can have our birthday party. So if you're brand new to this here, we go there. All the other light beings are there to sing happy birthday, and we're singing to the people who have a birthday in the month of August. And you can select cake or pie, dessert, soup, whatever, and they'll create something for you. When you get it, it's a very small portion because it's very, very high energy, about the size of a pencil eraser, so... You may wonder what that is, and, you know, it'll look like your German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and the hot fudge and everything else on it. And when you put it into your mouth, it's very nourishing. So here we go. You can select what you want to have there. You can have seconds and thirds if you can find a space for it in you once you have the first one. So here we go. Having our wonderful dessert now. And happy birthday for people who are born this month. And the light beings now and everybody there are singing happy birthday to you. And we have the light being choir singing, we'll call them. And here we go. So happy birthday, everyone. And you can request seconds and thirds if you'd like. Maybe we'll even try something else there. Okay, we'll go to another location. And we'll go into a room that is a rainbow waterfall room. Here comes this energy to help cleanse you. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll see if we got another room here. People like to have the koala bear, so we'll bring those in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I like the big sunflowers and the big bees, bumblebees you can ride on. And we got the elephant room, so here we go. Request your healings. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to one final room, and people like horses. So here we go. We have horses or ponies or whatever you like to have. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll come back from the light shift now. We're going to come down into our reality. You're completely out of time. You're off the alien timeline now. We should come back into the alien timeline to live here. So here we go, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back here. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you very much, Ron. I hadn't ever heard of a whale with zebra stripes. It must have been
interesting. Cool looking.
Yeah, it's like a zebra swimming, like a zebra swimming, huh?
Yep.
Well, only on the Creation Light Ship, where anything is possible. That was wonderful, a wonderful visit. Back to the inbox, Ron, where some members want to, or listeners want to, discuss the soul family clearing that you have on your website. And because yesterday, this is in relation to yesterday, Friday, you and Ann had talked about soul family being, you had mentioned that there might be less soul family around because of being replaced, and most of them who are around are just the older members of the soul family. And so this listener wanted to know if they still needed to clear the soul family, even though there's less of them, because they have stored stuff in our bodies.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. Yep, you do. Yes, you may have probably less interaction, but they still have the same energy, and they may be working overtime to do their job. So instead of having maybe, let's just say 500 people, maybe there's only 20. So you got a big load. So you want to definitely keep clearing that if you can, yes. Remember, that's their job. That's the aliens want them to do that. So, back to you.
And a comment came in about the radiation clearing that you did a little earlier, was the clearing the date of the history of the bombing of Hiroshima. They write, that radiation clearing of our soul family was very powerful. I felt a strong release in a particular part of my body. Thank you. Whew, so that was a heavy one.
Yeah, it took me like 15 minutes to integrate. Afterwards, a lot of stuff went through me on that.
It's been a heavy day for healings. For you. Oh, boy. Okay, a question came in that you mentioned that the Earth as we know it will no longer exist once ascension takes place. However, we are encouraged to do the Earth grid line and the ley line healings, but will they matter if the Earth no longer exists? Will we still be attached or corded?
Well, as long as this materialized, yes. So let me rephrase that question. Okay, so when you're thinking, you are attached to everything the darkness has brought down here, because they gave you mind energy to think with. And with that mind energy, everything that's negative is attached to it. So like I've sent out many, many shows, I'm hoping to clear away this energy that you're dealing with and be able to see the Earth that's supposed to be here, that's camouflaged by darkness from this mind energy. So you can actually have a glimpse or actually live in the way the Earth is supposed to be without anything happening here of drama and trauma. So when you start thinking about the grid line, that's only here in darkness. It doesn't exist in light. Now, can they take you away like they did at Jesus' time when ascension occurred and had people attached to the grid line? Of course they can. That's why you do the Earth transport clearing. So the people here who are not doing these clearings unfortunately, they're going to be taken away. But there's not that many humans left here. So, you know, are the clones going to be taken away? I have no clue. I don't have any special book, we'll say, that I can get into that the aliens are giving me, tell me what they're going to be doing with the clones. But remember, when you're in the present moment, those energies will not affect you. The only reason why they're affecting you is because you're thinking and you're upset with something and you're going into darkness and all these things still are there. So it's up to you not to go there. We got a question here about clearing, something in retrograde someplace. Well, that's only if you're not in the moment. In the moment, that doesn't affect you because it's an alien energy coming to you, and it only attaches to people that are not in the present moment. So, yeah, that was Mercury. So, you know, I'm not going to clear that because I don't live where the planets are affecting me. And you shouldn't be living there either. You should be doing your planet star vortex clearing and do that quite often to get these things off of you. And when you do that, you're going to realize that these planets are not going to affect you. So if you hear about it, that means that somebody puts you onto that timeline, and so start clearing it out. And naturally, other people will be affected, but hopefully that's not going to affect you because you're not going to relate to it. You have to buy into it in order to be affected, typically. So if you're dealing with somebody who has to do something, maybe it's a really important thing that needs to be done, we'll say, just to say tomorrow, right? Going into the future here, then when you're dealing with somebody, you know, behind a desk, well, pay for the clearing for them and do them so that they're not affected to make the wrong decision to cause chaos in your life because they're dealing with the timeline and the energy of Mercury affecting their life. Very simple. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And someone else reacted to the unknown soul family clearing you did for the Hiroshima bombing timeline, saying that they also found it very heavy and they're yawning greatly. That was a heavy one.
Yes, it definitely was, yeah.
Okay, well, we only have a few minutes left, Ron, and we got another nice for you a testimony for the Vortex conference call that you held today. And she writes that she woke up very sick. She had heartburn, nausea, and a strong headache when she woke up. Now, those things were gone after the first 10 minutes of the conference call. When you started the crown chakra, the vortex removal, her headache immediately began to dissipate. She could feel swirling around the crown. The ache lasted a bit longer in her temples, but it went away quickly as you progressed down the head and at the neck, the throat, and then the headache became totally gone. She's amazed. This has been such a great call. It went very deep. She's really appreciative, she says, and she's hinting she could use another one.
Okay. I'll have to stay here.
Well, we'll just put it on your list again, Ron, with all the others. Yeah, because I think people will start to, you know, maybe towards tomorrow and maybe Monday, feel more relief or more relaxation or more peace and less pain in certain areas. Not just today, but it'll start to settle in as our spirit integrates into the body. And also, I think that when I felt that swirling around my head, you had just gotten done saying, well, you had just said, the aliens are wondering what's going on. They hadn't encountered this kind of thing before. And I just wondered if they were sending in their ground crew to check it out.
Oh, so, yeah, I did see a bunch of aliens somehow on one of the vortexes. So that's what they were kind of talking about, like, uh-oh, you know. We're discovered here, you know. So, yeah, you're probably going to feel much better, I'm sure you will, as your body integrates the clearing, you know, with your spirit and the body. So you're probably still removing stuff. So normally people like to get, you know, some people might like to just buy the charged water. They'll go on and maybe get a few days of charged water. I think it's $1 a day or something. And, you know, just get that to balance out. And it may help you out even more than, you know, for being on the call even. So as your body integrates, because the water will give you what you need at that time. To me, I'd probably recommend maybe getting 3 days of water. You know, it's only $1 a day, and do that and just see how you feel. And you typically don't want to put it in with tea or coffee or anything or add something to it. Just drink it as regular water when you do it, maybe take it to work or something. And that will probably help integrate more of this energy with you. Because there is sometimes a delay, you know, for your body to catch up, you know, with the clearing, the healing that you had. So, you know, out of time it's done, but you're living in time. But, yeah, it's very good. You should be feeling better, you know, I'd say probably by Wednesday. If anybody does feel a change, a boost in energy, you might give us another testimonial. We could talk about it maybe on the Wednesday program, maybe a couple of days here at the Integrate. So our next conference calls that we have will be the ones next week. It'll be Saturday, starting with the 4-hour Ascension call. And then we have Sunday with the 8-hour alien release call, getting rid of these critters out of us. So that's the body rejuvenation. That's on the website. So we'll be having fun with that. And that 8-hour call goes for 3 Sundays. So it'll start next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. And you have anything to add, Kathy?
I was just going to say, just if you want to register, Ron's just sent out the newsletter article about it, the announcement. And if you haven't received that, if you're new and you're still not on the mailing list, you can sign up for his newsletter and announcements on his website, creationlightship.com. And it's over on the right side where it says newsletter. Just type in your email address and hit go. Also, for those who don't yet have the New Earth Transport Healing, it can be found in the Fast Chat Feedback tab on the top of the page. The username and the password are listed there under the tab called Reminders. And that's those are good tabs to look around on. There's a lot of good information on there, extra things besides what's on the Creation Lightship website. Okay, Ron, well, over to you.
Okay, so I guess we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop. So this should not be new to anybody. And hopefully you're getting your timer and doing it once an hour. So here we go. You need to command your spirit to do this for you. So you say the command. You can even whisper it. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down to my heart. And here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Should be very peaceful. And our next event will be Monday on BBS, and then Tuesday we do a conference call at 5:30 Pacific. Getting rid of energetic cording. So, bye, everybody. 4 o'clock on VBS Pacific Time on Monday, Station 1. Bye, everyone. Hopefully feeling wonderful. Good evening.